Supposed to turn the music down and start talking at some point?
At some point. It's a good sign.
The show isn't as polished as our other show.
Because our other show is so polished and professional.
That's sad. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're back. Dyslexic Heart number 11.
11?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. I thought it was 10.
No, last one was 10. Not so long between shows this time.
No.
You were insistent on doing a show tonight. So
I was. So
I'm with you.
All right. Good.
Even though I don't have anything to talk about.
Oh, you do. Trust me.
Oh, well, you can.
I have a crazy list of topics.
Oh,
I have fantastic. Bullet points.
Good. Bullet points are good.
I don't have long paragraphs.
That's good.
Because I heard those bore you.
Sometimes. I have to read a lot at work, so I don't like to read, unnecessary things in my personal life. I like everything bulleted for me.
Novels.
I just read the Cliff's Notes.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I don't even read the Cliff's Notes. I read the... A summary of the Cliff's Notes.
You go on Wikipedia and get the summary.
Exactly. I just need one paragraph. Just like a single user review in Amazon.com. That pretty much does it. So what's going on? What do you want to talk about?
Well, we went to our first Twins game today.
Of the season.
In person.
Not the first Twins game ever.
No.
We've been to many Twins games.
Yes.
It was fun.
It was a good time.
Yep. Target Field continues to impress.
Yes.
They made some nice improvements this season.
Mm-hmm.
Added free Wi-Fi. Can't go wrong with that.
Right.
New scoreboard?
Yep. Yeah, they've got this tower thing that lights up over in right field. And then they've got an additional scoreboard.
Yep.
On which they put exciting facts like Drew Butera's first job was a clown at age 14.
Yeah, that's very useful. Mm-hmm. I don't have enough worthless information in my head. Now I have that. So that's great. And some new food offerings.
Yep.
We tried the new turkey sandwiches.
Pulled turkey.
It was
similar
awesome.
To pulled pork. Pulled pork, but turkey
instead of pork.
Yes.
It was really good.
Really, really good. They had barbecue sauce and some Cajun seasoning.
That was the only thing we had.
Yeah.
Today.
Well, except for beverages, but.
Yeah.
I had a little hot chocolate action because it was kind of chilly.
A little bit.
But it, overall, great experience.
Still better than watching baseball in the dome.
Yep.
So,
what did you think of the music?
Not as good as previous seasons.
I agree.
They used to have this guy who did all the music at the Twins games who...
Kevin Dutcher is his name.
Liked to play a lot of local music, gave it a little bit more of a Minnesota flavor. You're not just in a random sporting arena.
Right. It's not jock jams.
But they got rid of him after 10 or 11 years.
11 seasons.
They brought in
somebody new. 2000 to 2010.
And now it's just bullshit top 40 and crappy country.
Mm-hmm.
So,
they played your favorite song.
What is that piece of shit? Zach Brown Band?
Chicken Fried by Zach
God.
Brown Band.
Worst song. That's like got to be one of the top 10 worst songs ever. Horrible.
Yep. Something about Georgia Pines and Chicken Fried and a mother's love and jeans that fit
bullshit
right.
Cliches.
And...
Horrible.
You don't like the country or the Western, do you?
Well, I do if it's done well. That's not. I won't be playing it on this show, that's for sure.
No. We don't own a copy of that.
No, you were playing it earlier to fuck with me. Where was that off?
It was off a website.
A sample on iTunes or something?
Fizzy.com. It's Fizy.com. You can do a search for songs and build playlists and stuff without actually purchasing the songs. Ooh. So if you want to irritate your spouse but not own the music, it's a perfect venue for that.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Good times.
Yeah, it was a fun day at the ballpark despite the somewhat chilly weather.
Yeah. Do you do links for this show or no?
No, I'm far too lazy.
Oh, okay. Well, if you go to, is it thecurrent.org or NPR?
Yes, thecurrent.org is our local awesome radio station.
If you want to hear music by the previous music director for the Minnesota Twins, he has...
It's not his music. It's not like he has a band.
It's the music that he chose to play and some of the stories behind them, including how he got Craig Finn... The Hold Steady to record a version of Take Me Out to the Ball Game. There is an hour-long podcast on their site of them talking to, or it's actually just him telling the stories behind the songs that he chose, and he plays a few of the songs.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to listen to that yet, but
it's
I will.
Really good.
Very cool.
Yeah. Well worth a listen.
Hooray.
Yep.
What else?
Let's see.
What else is going on?
What else did we do this weekend?
We went and saw a rock show last night.
It did rock.
Yes, it did.
It was raucous, and it rocked us.
We saw Duran Duran play at a little club called Epic, formerly known as Quest, formerly known as Glam Slam.
Yep.
Hadn't been there in a while. What was the last thing we saw at Quest? Any idea?
Was that Snow Patrol in the Ascot Room?
Or was that the last thing we saw there?
Oh, no, wait.
No, we saw them in the main room after that.
We saw them in the main room after that, and we saw Michelle Branch there, too.
Yeah, that wasn't a very good show.
It was fine.
The Michelle Branch show? I seem to remember that it wasn't that good.
Yeah. It was Jimmy John's.
Not very memorable.
Yeah.
But last night's show was very memorable.
Quite memorable.
We were a little bummed out when we first got there because having not been in that room for a while, we had kind of forgotten how
shitty the sight lines are.
They've got a lot of load-bearing posts which block the view of the stage. It's kind of a long, narrow room.
Mm-hmm. And then they built a staircase at the end of it, which takes away a lot of the standing room and the sight lines.
Yeah, so it's a little problematic. But we ended up off to the side and were able to see pretty well. And I don't know how many people that holds, maybe 1,500 or something.
Yeah.
But so it was cool to see him in a small room. It sold out.
Did you say who it was?
Oh, yeah. Did I? Duran Duran?
I don't think you did say.
We saw Duran Duran.
We did.
It sold out in about 5 minutes.
It sold out really fast.
If that. It might have been less than that, but
we were lucky to get tickets, I thought.
Yes, very lucky. It was a...
Because we were trying to get them at the same time, and you got through, and I didn't.
Yep.
So I was very pleased that one of us got through.
So that worked out well. So we got tickets. We got a place to stand. We could see the stage. Mm-hmm. And so they started out by showing videos. They created videos that they're not actually in, but they had people put together videos for many of the songs on their new album. And they showed those videos for about 45 minutes before the actual show started. People were getting a little antsy.
A little antsy. Every time it would fade down, they'd get, oh, wait, they're showing another video. They're not coming on yet.
Yeah. But they did come on and put on a tremendous show. And we've seen Duran Duran several times before. And I think they sounded better than ever.
Yeah.
This show.
Which, I mean, they were really tight considering they arrived less than 2 hours before the performance. They didn't even do a sound check.
Yep. Yeah, they did. Yeah, they sounded awesome. And they did, I don't know, about an hour and a half, 16 songs, many of their hits, many of the songs off the new album. The pacing was really good. They mixed in the new stuff well. People weren't getting antsy or surly or anything over the new songs.
Nope.
The new songs have a very, we talked about it on the last Dyslexic Heart, but the new album sounds a lot like classic Duran Duran. Mm-hmm. So it worked really well. And
I think I read somewhere, and I might have said this on the last show too, that Mark Ronson saw it as the sequel to Rio.
Oh, yeah. Well, that makes sense. It's what song should I play off of the new album, All You Need Is Now?
Let's see.
Last time I played...
How about Girl Panic?
Girl Panic is good. I can play that.
That one seemed to get, other than All You Need Is Now, which they've been playing a lot as a single, that seemed to get a very good reception.
Going. to comment on the...
How hot John Taylor is, yes.
That's what I was going to ask. The appearance of the band members.
They all look fabulous.
They did. They
look really
very
do.
Good. They've aged well.
Yeah, and John Taylor even went sleeveless at one point. He's taking good care of his arms, let me tell you.
I like
you.
His Duran Duran tattoo.
Yeah.
The double D.
Yep.
I like John Taylor's double Ds.
Nice.
Yeah.
They sounded great. I emailed somebody and I said, my crush on him is so old it can rent a car.
It's true. It's old.
So am I.
Simon's voice sounded stronger than ever.
Oh, yeah.
Very impressive.
There were no harmonica solos, which is good.
He did... Was that during the Pop Trash tour? They used to not... Okay, so in the... When was that? Mid-90s? Late-90s?
Early 2000s. Late-90s,
99,
yeah.
2000, yep. That era. They didn't have a sax player touring with them, so...
It was bare bones. So, and Simon and Nick were the only two original members touring.
Yeah, so instead of having the sax solo during Rio...
Simon would whip out a harmonica.
And it was one of the worst harmonica solos you've ever heard. He could barely play the thing. It was really sad.
It was bad. But there were so many other good moments. Like
the shows were really good other than that.
Yeah, when we saw them in Vegas...
Two times.
Yeah, at House of Blues.
Yep.
They... Instead of singing Notorious, they had this collection of toys on stage that they had collected throughout different phases of the tour, and they were singing No Toys for Us.
Yep.
It was just... really fun.
Didn't that start... Well, we had seen him in Chicago before that, right?
Yeah, and somebody thrown a sock monkey on stage and it was still with them.
Yeah, they started bringing it out for every show, and by the Las Vegas show they were doing No Toys for Us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a fun tour. It was great seeing
Pop Trash, underrated album.
Yeah, and it was unfortunately released at Hollywood Records, which never did any good album justice. They never knew how to promote it. They screwed up many a band's career, I think. But yeah.
So the gig on Friday, I honestly went into it with really low expectations for the audience. I thought, you know, the band, they'll be fine. It'll be great to see them. They'll put on a solid show. But we ended up in a really good part of the crowd.
Yeah.
I was so happy.
I think overall the crowd was really good. It was a weird mix of not the mix of people necessarily, but like... People are either really dressed up or really casual.
Yeah.
So I was in typical concert attire, jeans and a sweatshirt. Mm-hmm. And then you've got people in like full-on suits. I think that was more of like the nightclub crowd.
Yeah.
And there was still, you know, that was weird seeing people in suits.
Mm-hmm.
But and whatever.
Then, yeah. And then you have people who I think would have just dressed up anyway, but.
Yep. But yeah, the people around us were really into it. They weren't chatty during the show, which
yeah.
is one of my pet peeves.
Yeah. They were really into it, but they weren't like screaming and like crazy. They were singing along and dancing and just like, it was just the right amount of energy. It was really great.
Yeah. So that was a really fun show.
And I didn't take anybody out with my hip shaking. So that was good.
So glad we went.
Yes.
And yeah, if you have a chance to see them, do it. They're just doing this small club tour before heading out on an international tour, and they're planning on doing a full-on, probably, I'm guessing, arena tour in September and October in the U.S. So they could easily sell out bigger venues, but I think they wanted to do a little club promotional tour early on before hitting all the major festivals and stuff in Europe. Mm-hmm. So we're lucky. We're lucky that they played here and that we got to see them in such a small room.
Yeah, because a lot of bands don't play here on promotional tours.
Not like this. Last time we saw them, they played... XL Energy Center, which is a hockey arena, and they sold, I don't know, I think it sold pretty well. The lower level
was full. A friend of mine had tickets on the upper level, and then they ended up moving them down to the lower level, and it was a major upgrade. They were like three rows from the stage on the side. So,
yep. So, highly recommend the new album, highly recommend the tour, and they're in Chicago tonight.
Highly recommend seeking out pictures of the band.
Your credibility decreases when you start talking about the visibility of the band over the music.
They've always been super visual, though. I mean, they've always been like very fashionable, very good-looking guys.
I just listened to them for the articles.
Uh-huh. Oh, the person who watches the traffic lady for the traffic, I'm sure.
Lady? I don't think Natalie Kane has ever been referred to as lady. If you're in the Twin Cities, check out Channel 4's traffic reports in the morning.
I prefer Kelsey Sobey on Channel 9.
You have a...
She dresses better.
A weather... No, I doubt it. Does she have big jugs?
I don't know. Probably not as large I'll as check out Channel your 9's. Favorite
but,
weather
but
girl.
But the thing is, if you sit through Channel 9 news to get to the traffic, their news is pretty much...
Ugh. Oh, please. Like, Channel 4 is great. They're fucking reading stuff off Facebook.
Channel 9 does, too. Channel 9 has... Channel 4's, I don't like any of them, but Channel 4's morning people are less annoying than the Channel 9 morning people.
Channel 9 has gotten better. They're not like the afternoon
people.
Who
does their weather in the morning? Is it still Keith Marlar in his ill-fitting suit?
I like Keith Marlar. He has a bulldog.
Yeah, well, good for him, but he's still annoying. Local weather people... There's only one good local weather person,
Belinda Jensen. The no-nonsense weather.
Yep, no bullshit weather. She comes out, gives the weather. No
looks
dicking
fabulous.
Around.
Great coats, by the way.
Minimal stupid-ass banter with the anchors.
Yeah, she comes in, gives you the information you need.
Yep, doesn't try to be wacky. Doesn't create weather terms like it's a good day to be sky aware.
Or there's some frizzle outside that you might want to avoid.
Yep, so I like her
no-nonsense
weather.
I hate frizzle and snizzle.
She's not on in the morning, so...
No.
My TV news of choice in the morning is...
Is the large-breasted
traffic
chick.
I just need a
little
dose of traffic from Natalie Kane on my way to work, so...
Uh-huh.
Anyway, what else is going on? We talked about Twins. We talked about Duran Duran. Mm-hmm. We've been social butterflies lately. Lots of shows, lots of leaving the house, which is a big deal for us because we're homebodies, so... Few more things coming up in the next month.
Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of stuff going on. Let's see. Do we want to do another song before we get into some of the other events that we've done?
Well, you've selected music, so what rock and or roll would you like me to play?
You don't happen to have Africa by Toto, do you?
No, and if I did, I would be playing it.
How about a little Mumford and Sons?
I can play something by them.
Do you have
I will
a favorite?
Say
or...
I do, but I don't really know their song. I don't know the names of their songs. What are their big hits?
Little Lion Man and The Cave, I think.
Oh,
but
I think
my
cave...
favorite is Winter Winds.
I think I like The Cave. Is that the one? Well, I don't know.
The one where it goes really slow and then goes really fast.
They're very talented musicians. I can only listen to a couple songs at a time, and I can't watch them because they have hipster beards.
Other than that, great band.
They are the hipster band of choice right now. They're like the remember like how long ago was it, 15 years ago, when all the hipsters were like, to try to gain credibility, they would name drop Sleater-Kinney.
Yes,
Mumford and Sons
is the Sleater-Kinney of 2011.
I think so. But so let's gain some musical credibility.
Some hipster cred.
Some hipster cred by playing. I'm going to play.
Play whatever you want.
I'm going to play The Cave because I think I like that one.
Okay.
I think. We'll see. If I don't, I'll flip on something else. But yeah, I like this one.
It's empty in the valley of your heart. The sun, it rises slowly as you walk away from all the fears and all the faults you've left behind. The harvest left no food for you to eat. You cannibal, you meat eater, you see. But I have seen the same. I know the shame in your defeat. But hold on hope, and I won't let you choke on the noose around your neck, and I'll find strength in pain, and I will change my ways. I'll know my name as it's cold again. To fill my time, you take what is yours and I'll take mine. Now let me at the truth which will refresh my broken mind. So tie me to a post and block my ears. I can see where those orphans threw my
So come out of your cave. Gotta say, because I've gone for 3 minutes without talking. Banjo.
Yeah.
Real hot right now.
It is.
But in about 2 years, it's going to fade away, and we're not going to have to hear it again for another 20 years.
And traditionally, I have not been a fan of banjo. Like, bluegrass makes me twitchy.
Yeah.
But I like it in this. I like it in Trampled by Turtles. It's because it has this pop, very pop melody to it.
Yeah. Yeah. I can handle it in small doses.
Yeah.
That's about it. But, yeah, not a big fan of the twanginess of the banjo.
Overall, this album is surprisingly good. Yeah.
It's very good.
And it's one of those hipsters where you listen to it and you're like, oh, wait, I've heard this song before. Oh, wait, I've heard this song before, too. It gets a lot of airplay on probably The Current and several TV shows. And it's just in the atmosphere overall right now.
Yes, it is. So...
Have you been struck down with the Mumford & Sons? It's in the air.
Yeah.
One thing I wanted to say really quickly, just to go back to the Duran Duran show, is a guy next to me ordered a Morgan & Coke.
Did we talk about that on the last dyslexic heart?
I don't know if we did.
It seems
that's the problem with doing these drinking shows.
I think so. I think we were making fun of one of your coworkers or somebody.
Yeah.
Or somebody you were out with at a happy hour.
And I posted on Twitter and somebody said, oh, it's a North Dakota thing.
Really?
Yeah. So it might be a regional.
What, are they retarded up there?
No, just really cold.
Well, that was politically incorrect. No, I'll get it. No, if anybody listened to the show, I'd get an angry email.
North Dakota has a population of about 50, so.
That's true.
Including my brother, so.
Yeah.
One of my brothers lives up there.
Yep. All right. So what did you have to talk about following our Mumford & Sons interlude?
Oh, I killed another restaurant.
Yes, you did.
God damn it. My track record just sucks. So any restaurant that I absolutely love in the Twin Cities is probably not long for this world.
If you proclaim it your favorite, it's not going to be around long.
Yeah. So I'm hesitant to proclaim a new favorite because first there was Rossi's, the wonderful steakhouse. Oh, God. I miss that place to this day.
And then Town Talk Diner.
Town Talk Diner. That was our go-to.
Yep. That
we
went away.
A cocktail and a Philly cheesesteak or some mac and cheese. It was comfort food, but done really well and just really interesting cocktails. Great bartenders. And then Forum. It was in this really old, funky looking building. It was just really, the decor was just fabulous. Just very retro, very, very cool. And great food, great service. But they were always kind of empty when we were in there.
Yeah.
Town Talk never seemed empty.
No, they always did a
they
brisk
seemed to
business.
Do a really
I don't
good
know what
business.
The deal is there, why that place closed.
Yeah.
But
same with Rossi's. They always seem to be doing well, too.
Forum, I never really heard much about either. It didn't really get much buzz for whatever reason. So that's too bad. It was a good place.
And I remember the first time my friend Kristen and I went in there. It was on a Saturday night, and it was really slow. And we were thinking, if they can't be doing business on a Saturday night. But yet, I got attached anyway. So
restaurant business is tough.
Forum, you and your lobster mac and cheese.
So which restaurant are you scoping out to kill next? What are you liking?
TGI Fridays.
Well, hey, the one near us closed already.
I know.
They're working on it, though. They've been doing some work on the, I don't know, like it closed. I just noticed it closed like a few weeks ago.
I would love to see something cool.
Have we ever been in the?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, we have a couple times.
A long time ago.
A long time ago. Didn't your parents really like it?
Really?
I think so.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I know they like Applebee's.
They do?
They used to. I don't know if they still do.
They love old
they're
Mexico, too.
They're not going to venture out much beyond the chain restaurants.
They love the raffle. They've got a Tuesday night raffle.
Yes, at Omex.
Yep.
Yeah.
It would be nice if they put something really cool in the TGI Friday space. They're not going to. It'll be another chain.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want... Well, I like Grumpy's. Grumpy's is a good local.
Yes, it is. So...
Yep.
Well, I hope you don't kill any of our remaining favorites, but...
I know.
Yeah.
I'll do my best.
Yep. Okay, so what else? I have nothing to talk about. That's why I'm like, what else?
What else? What else?
What else is on your notes?
We've been spending a lot of quality time at the Fitzgerald Theater.
This is true. In the front row.
In the front row. Once by actually procuring the tickets, and then once by just camping out and stabbing anyone who tried to get in front of us.
Yep. There were a couple...
I think we talked about the Patton Oswalt Wits on the last show.
And we've since gone to the second Wits show, and we ended up in the exact same seats. Mm-hmm. Front row, right in front of Craig Finn from the Hold Steady. Saw him do three brand new songs, as well as a couple covers.
Mm-hmm.
And it was awesome.
It was great.
So...
Oh, my God.
Hopefully the new songs will end up on the next Hold Steady album or somewhere, because they were very, very good.
Yeah. A lot of religious overtones.
Which is fairly consistent with the Hold Steady.
Yeah.
So that's not a surprise.
Yeah. He saved me from completely losing my mind that weekend, because I was thinking, I don't know, the weather and cabin fever just got to me, and I ended up like completely losing my shit and driving you to the basement on Saturday night.
You were overreacting a tad.
Yeah, I'm better now.
Yeah, it's still kind of shitty weather.
I think
the whole state
is overreacting, though. People are crabby.
Yeah, spring is coming very slowly, unfortunately.
Yes, but we got to bask in the aura of Craig Finn, and that's what got me through.
We waited around in hopes of meeting him, but he didn't show up in the lobby with the other performers. So
I kind of don't blame him, though, because I think just because he used to be local, we would have gotten accosted, or at least by us. Maybe he heard that we were waiting for him and was like...
He was creeped out by us staring at him from the front row. Could be. Who knows? Yep.
Yeah.
All right. We need to play something.
All right. Do you have Take Me Out to the Ball Game by the Hold Steady, or do you just have something by the Hold Steady that you would like to play?
I sure do. Let me figure out what. I don't want to play Take Me Out to the Ball Game because the lyrics are outdated.
Yeah. It was interesting during the sing-along part. So the very last, they always do a sing-along at the end, and they did Rhinestone Cowboy by Glen Campbell, which is one of my favorite songs, and I've loved that since I was a child, which probably tells you how old I am. But it was funny because Craig started kind of going into his own style during the chorus, and then... Like the next chorus, he's like, oh, this is a sing along. I probably shouldn't do that, but I don't know. I liked it.
Yep. I'll play a song off their most recent album.
Okay.
There was a whole weird thing with the horses. I think they know exactly what happened. I don't think it needs any explaining. Pretty sure I wasn't your first choice. I think I was the last one remaining. I wish we hadn't gone and destroyed it, 'cause I was thinking we could pull another weekend Earth. You still got a little bit of clairvoyance. And if you swear to keep it decent, then yeah, I'll come and see you.
whenever I hear the line, I remember the Metal Bar. I always think of the Mirage.
Yes.
The Metal Bar in Minneapolis when I was in college that I would frequent.
Mm-hmm.
I have many fond memories of the Mirage.
I only have a couple fond memories of the Mirage because I discovered it late.
And they weren't even metal shows.
No.
Did you see any metal shows of the Mirage with me?
I don't think so. I think I just saw Cheap Trick and the Michelle Malone show.
I know, that was creepy.
Oh, Spirit of the West. God.
There were hippies dancing in the audience and creeping me out.
Mm-hmm. You were scared. You were going
to... I know, like I was trying to pull people out on the dance floor. I was like, remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, not cool.
No.
That's right, Cheap Trick was supposed to be playing... they were supposed to be opening for Boston, and Boston canceled their tour. It was like an arena tour.
Mm-hmm.
So Cheap Trick just continued. They decided to do this as cities that they were supposed to play on the Boston tour, but just to book a quick club tour. And it was announced, like, what, a week or 2 weeks before?
Mm-hmm.
And so they were playing Mirage, and there was barely anybody there.
Was that the first time we ever saw them?
Might have been.
Yeah.
First or second. Yeah, it might have been.
Guitar picks were flying.
There weren't that many people there, and we got very close. And, yeah, I got a handful of guitar picks. And, yeah, it was a really good show.
So do you think Craig Finn gets the, like, the hero worship thing that Westerberg does?
He's probably starting to, maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's at that level yet, but yeah, I could see that happening.
Yeah.
I could see him wanting to sneak out. He doesn't seem like he's probably, I don't know. I don't think that he's like, he probably doesn't necessarily avoid fans in general, but he's probably
introverted.
Yeah. That wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I wonder how long it'll be before their next album comes out. I think they're probably going to be in the studio soon.
Yay.
They don't really have that many shows scheduled these days, so I will be anxiously awaiting whatever they come up with next.
Mm-hmm.
They do not disappoint.
We love them.
Yep.
Yes. So the other show we saw at the Fitzgerald was Works for Words.
Yeah, that was a fun night.
That was really, really different, but really, really cool.
Yep. I think we've talked about Jeremy Messersmith before, local singer-songwriter,
yeah,
in all of his awesomeness. And he, one of the things I love about the Twin Cities music scene is musicians really...
it's collaborative.
They help each other out, and they promote each other. Mm-hmm. And this was one of those shows that it was... Jeremy Messersmith led it, and it was a show intended to focus on the importance of lyrics in music. And...
So as they were performing, they would have... There was a screen behind them with the lyrics on it and, you know, several different like graphic designs. It wasn't just, you know, the blank PowerPoint with the lyrics and Arial or whatever. It was
very artsy,
but
yeah, had a wide range of musicians along with him, and that was really cool. Lucy Michelle, who we've seen a couple times before at similar shows, and she did
a Bright Eyes cover.
She did a Bright Eyes cover, and she did what was the other cover that she
Ron
did?
Was it Ron Sexsmith or David Johnston? Daniel Johnston?
Daniel Johnston.
Yeah.
That was an awesome song. I don't remember what it was called. But,
really, really good.
They picked a wide variety of songs, and they did some originals as well. And
Dessa. Have we played Dessa on this show before?
Nope. I don't know if
she's
I have anything.
She's amazing. I've got something queued up if you need it.
Yeah,
I can
put it on. Really fun show. And again, we were in the front row. I love getting lucky with ticket purchases and getting in the front row.
Yes.
Which
either the Chacon or Dixon's Girl.
Oh, that's the one that she did there.
Yep.
All right, I'll play Chacon.
Local Current Volume 1.
Looks I read, said you were a fragile kid, just as I imagined it. Your story goes, the nosebleed. Roses on the pillowcase. The fever breaks and you're back on earth again. You rehearse in the living room. The nursemaid comes mid-afternoon to say you've practiced long enough today. She takes your bow. It's supper time. But oh, your only appetite was fixed on the chaconne you'd hoped to play. So soon you're off to the academy. The honors and the accolades, first a darling, then a marvel. When we met, I was still a young girl. You had changed, already famous. Your name was Ekin Sage, and you were vain and hard to take. All the same, I was brazen.
How the tides rise.
How the tides rise.
How the tides rise.
How the tides,
oh, how the tides.
I don't suppose you'd tell the truth,
so I won't ask you anymore.
Oh, the things that we all do
to pass the time between the wars.
But I don't regret a single day. Heard your chaconne.
She did an awesome cover of Never Take the Place of Your Man,
yeah,
by Prince as well.
Yeah.
And she pulled it off. I'm always very critical of Prince covers, but mm-hmm. she pulled it off.
It was great.
Yeah, she's cool. I got to check out more of her music. I really
yeah.
like.
Yeah, I really want to get her album.
Her name is Dessa. She goes by Dessa Darling as well.
Yeah.
And I think she does a lot of hip hop stuff. I was watching some of her YouTube videos, mm-hmm. and she kind of takes command of the audience when she's on stage.
Yeah.
I was very impressed with what we saw, but then watching some of her stuff online too, I'm like, wow, she just has this confidence, and
mm-hmm.
I don't know, she's good.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I really, just really impressed with her.
Yep, that's what I love about these shows, where we see people that we might not otherwise kind of stumble upon on our own, but being exposed to them by other musicians who aren't even necessarily performing the same style of music. Mm-hmm. It's cool to be introduced to new things that way, so.
Yeah.
One of the things I love about Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And it was a really intense show, too. It was just... It just... There was something about it that, like, activated part of my brain. I don't know. I felt like... I don't know. I just left... Because of the format and seeing the lyrics and just the different range of music, I don't know. I felt like it was a really intellectual evening without being pretentious.
Yeah, it wasn't snooty at all.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
Yeah. And it just... And it reintroduced me to a lot of old favorites, because a lot of the stuff I was familiar with, like they did a cover of Fake Plastic Trees by Radiohead, and uh-huh. they did Common People by William Shatner,
well,
and
by Pulp.
But he did reference the William Shatner version.
Yeah.
And then just some new stuff that... It fit in with that, but it didn't all sound the same, but just really, really good.
Yep. It was very fun. So I hope there's more similar shows.
Yes.
Which I'm sure there will be.
Yes.
Let's see. What else?
Do you have anything to say about the Talking Funny episode that we watched most of, because I fell asleep during part of it because I was super tired?
I found it very entertaining.
Yeah.
I love listening to comics talk about what they do, as I've mentioned, I think, on the show before. And this one, show on HBO, Ricky Gervais with Chris Rock, Jerry Seinfeld, and Louis C.K. talking about comedy
mm-hmm.
for 45 minutes.
Some of their first bits that they came up with,
how they
realized
it.
What they wanted to do.
Yep.
Like, hey, I've got something here.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really entertaining.
And the kind of comedy that they do, and how they're similar and how they're different, and how, like, Seinfeld, for example, doesn't swear in his act.
Right. Very rarely.
Yeah.
And it was a pretty good show. And I know Ricky Gervais has been talking about possibly doing another show that would be Talking Talk, where you get some of the late night talk show hosts together. Yeah. That would be equally entertaining.
That would be really good.
He comes up with some cool ideas, you know. It seems like he always has about four different things going. Mm-hmm. And I like the direction he takes.
Yeah.
He's a smart guy.
Yes, he is. Yep. Yes. So, speaking of Ricky Gervais and some of the things he's created.
I just really want to play a Nelson song off their new album.
Oh, okay. I'll wait and do my segue after the song.
Yes, that Nelson.
That Nelson.
You mentioned that the new Duran Duran album was kind of put together as a sequel to Rio.
Yeah.
They've been talking about this album that just came out called, the album is called Lightning Strikes Twice, mm-hmm. as like the sequel to After the Rain.
Yeah.
They've put out albums since then, but this one, they wanted
This one catches that spirit again.
Same sound as, yeah, very similar sound.
Very poppy.
And you know, that these guys got shit on a lot, I think, because of the way that they look. Probably somewhat like that.
I remember seeing them on the American Music Awards, and they had like these huge mullets and like huge hair claws.
They didn't have mullets.
They had big hair.
They had long blonde hair, but it wasn't really mullety.
The first time I remember seeing them, though, there's a lot of styling involved. And then when After the Rain came out, it was like flat.
Okay.
But long.
That's right. They did have a TV appearance before they were really known, and before their album.
They were wearing pastel tuxedos, I believe.
They performed on Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
Like way before After the Rain came out. Somehow they ended up, I think, on there. But
they had this completely different look going on. Yeah. They look kind of new wavy.
Yep. But then, yeah, the album came out, and they had the long blonde hair. And they got... It was weird, because they put out that album, and then... They waited way too long to put their follow-up album out.
Yeah.
And by that time, they got no publicity, no play at all. Mm-hmm. The first album they toured behind extensively, they came through here twice, and I saw them both times.
I was just going to ask
you
that.
Not ashamed by that.
No.
And really good show. They did essentially the same show both times, which is a little disappointing. Second time, I was hoping they'd mix it up. I think they did like one different song. Uh-huh. But that might have been the last time they played here. I don't remember hearing they.
And if anyone would know.
Well, they might have played a casino or something. I don't know. But the new album's really good. I like it.
I've been kind of in an 80s rock / soft rock.
Yes, you have.
Thing.
Meredith would be proud. You've been playing Huey Lewis.
Yeah. A lot of Huey Lewis. it's going to go downhill from there, though. A lot of Survivor.
Yeah, that's no good.
They have a lot of the same songs.
Huey Lewis and Survivor?
No, Survivor has a lot of the same songs. I was listening to High on You, and then there was something on their Greatest Hits album after that that it's like, wait, this is the same keyboard intro.
Yeah. And Toto, which I don't understand.
Oh my God. Africa. How can you not like Africa?
Well, if I didn't hear it 4,000 times in my life already, maybe I'd like it.
I see.
I'm done with that song.
Yeah?
Yeah. Thank you.
I went through a little bit of a Lionel Richie fest earlier, even though still haven't forgiven him for We Are the World 25, but yeah. Say You, Say Me, awesome.
I didn't hear Dancing on the Ceiling, so that's a good thing.
Yep, or Penny Lover.
For having a lot of good songs, he also has some pretty bad ones.
Yes, he does.
Yep.
Yeah. So, as I was saying before, you...
Oh, sorry, before I so rudely interrupted you with Nelson.
So, what do you think of The Office and Steve Carell leaving? Because we haven't watched that show for a long time, and I kind of got sucked back into it again with Will Ferrell being on and Steve Carell leaving.
It was, that's the first episode I've watched in a couple of years, and the one that was on most recently, last week.
The Dundies.
It was pretty entertaining.
Yeah. I'll probably watch it next week just to see the Steve Carell farewell tour.
Yeah, maybe.
Come to its end.
But, yeah. I don't know. They should have canceled the show 3 seasons ago.
But Jim and Pam are dead to me.
Yeah.
I just hate what they've done with those two characters.
They
made them so unlikable.
My issue with that show, they made Dwight. Well, Dwight was always kind of cartoony, but they made
Michael cartoony
so
as well.
Cartoony and so unbelievable as like no, there's nobody that's like that.
No.
When it started, there was. It's like, yeah, okay, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
I get
because we all work with crazy people.
Yeah, I know who that is, but then they had him just doing stupid shit that nobody ever did that. It's not believable anymore. It's not.
I think there's at least one blog dedicated to the HR issues on that show. That if that were to actually happen, there'd be lawsuits or that manager would be let go or something. But yeah, I'll probably stick with it a couple more episodes, but it's not getting a season pass from me. That's Vampire Diaries, on the other hand.
Oh, Christ.
That show is good. Wait,
14.
That show is good.
No, anything with vampires. Ugh.
It's not really a show for dudes, though, I don't think.
I don't get that. Well, I do. I know why vampires are popular with girls. They've because chicks have a neck thing. But yeah, I don't know. I've watched it, as you know, because I usually like to do commentary while watching it, and that drives you nuts, but it is horrible.
I think it's gotten better. The plots.
Better than what?
When it first started, the
Dawson's
acting
Creek
wasn't
as good. Fangs.
Speaking of Dawson, he is in the new Kesha video.
Speaking of things that suck. CAD $ huh?
He calls her that in the video.
As well he should.
There's like a spoken word breakdown in the middle where she refers to him as James Vanderdouche, and he says, okay, whatever, CAD $ huh?
Yeah.
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 Pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except for the song. The song is Blow.
Yes, it is.
All right. I think I'm out of topics, and I think you're running out of steam.
What should our final song of the week be?
I don't know.
Well, pull something up.
Let's see. Choose something from my playlist.
I'll try to find the least objectionable song on your playlist here.
I do have Toto's Africa on
there. That's not going to happen.
I know.
I don't know if I want to play any of these. What if I don't want to play any of these?
Well, too bad. I love your facial expression. You're just confused by this whole thing. There's furrowing of brows going on. It's great.
I don't really see anything here.
Okay, fine. Then you pick something. The show is grinding to a screeching halt.
I'm going to play the Dropkick Murphys song that Springsteen guests on.
Okay.
It's called Peg of My Heart. It's on their most recent album. It's got Springsteen, so it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll be back sometime with another show, maybe.
Perhaps.
Unplanned as usual. Mostly on holiday weekends, which this one is.
It's Easter.
So that would be...
Happy Easter, everyone.
Oh, God. All right. That's it. Later.
Bye.
More banjo on this one too, I think. The mandolin at least.